Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for joining me here on Chosen Generation Radio, hour number 2. Listen, if you missed any part of hour number 1, boy, do we have a great program this morning. Rick Manning and I had some great conversation this morning, and I kind of prefaced some of what we're going to be talking about over the course of the next hour, and what they're doing to our kids, and this whole pride thing, and what it really is about. And at some point in time, if you live in Main Street America, you're liable to have a couple of naked guys on a float shoving their throbbing members into each other's cabooses, being led by a little boy dressed up as a girl. And somehow they want to tell you that's normal. And I say it's not. But that's what they want you to believe. But anyway, Rick and I had a conversation about that. We also talked about India and some wonderful things that happened in India. We were able to provide 80 orphans in India on their Saturday night, our Saturday morning, with summer clothing. Because of your generosity. If you'd like to help us with saving America and saving India, which I believe is probably the greatest bulwark against the CCP and communist China, you can do so by donating $10 a month at paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. Started the day off, by the way, by joining Pastor Carl and Lady Devon on their prayer time there in Toledo, Ohio. And that was very fun on iTunes and across a number of platforms. Really enjoyed that. They gave me an opportunity to share a bit of my testimony, and that was wonderful. All right, I want to get right to my guest. She is a critic of feminism, and an advocate of men's rights based in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. A mother of three children, best known for her infamous YouTube channel. I love that. Girl Writes What? She participates regularly on a group men's issues podcast known as Honey Badger Radio, giving presentations on feminism, men, and masculinity across North America. My pleasure to welcome Karen Strawn to the program. Karen, now, did I say that right? Is it Strawhan?
It's Strawn.
Strawn.
It's like,
okay.
You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. All right. I love it. All right. Well, I'll just.
The Scots are terrible. They're terrible, though.
The who?
You know, they can't. The Scots. They can't spell anything like it sounds.
No, right? It's you know what? It's
because, and they got to throw in a bunch of extraneous letters, you know?
Yeah. Well, the whole idea is they want to prove that they're smarter than the rest of the world, and so that's why they spell it that way, and they say, ha, you can't figure this out. So there you go.
Well, and very few people do. This one time I was paged at the airport to the gate agent. And I went up and I said, I just wanted to make sure that you weren't paging me, because she says, no, that was you. And I'm like, oh, because you got my name right. You pronounced it right. And so I assumed it was, you know, you were paging someone else.
Well, I named my third child Colin, Collynn. Her name is anyway, there's some story behind that, but Colin is so it's Collynn, and we've run into that all the time. She used to travel with me a lot with my radio program ministry, and they would always want to call her Colleen. Is it Colleen? Is it this? Is it that? So I get it. All right, speaking of misnaming, and I guess now what are we misgendering? I made a note here. I said, so they want to make girls boys and they want to make your boys girls, but at one point in time the woke were all about, you know, women's rights, right? They were all about women's rights, but I guess now a woman's right is the right to become a boy, and a boy's right is the right to become a girl, and somehow is that the new feminism, Karen? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, what happened, I think, was the second wave feminists back in the late 60s, early 70s opened a Pandora's box. And, you know, what they wanted to do is they wanted to prove that the only reason for disparate outcomes between men and women, the only reason there weren't as many women as men in power, in industry, you know, in certain jobs, particularly prestigious jobs, that was all just based on gender being socially enculturated into our children. It's the way we raise our boys and girls. We raise our boys to be tough and sturdy and play with Tonka trucks. And we raise our girls to, you know, look after, you know, their dollies and, you know, be homemakers and all of that. And this is why, this is the only reason why, because if we just raised boys and girls exactly the same, we'd have exactly the same number of men and women in nursing and in engineering and in power and in, you know, and there'd be no difference. It's all socially enculturated. It's a social construct. And so they opened this Pandora's box, and now these same second waivers are complaining that, you know, men can get access to women's change rooms at the gym and, you know, women's restrooms and all of this. And they're, you know, and these are valid concerns, particularly since now all it appears that you need to, you know, be a woman is to say you're one, and then, you know, you can have a full beard and be wearing steel-toed boots and cargo pants and get into the ladies' restroom, right? So you just have to declare that you're a woman. And so, I mean, like, I'm you know, But they're the ones who opened this up. They're the ones who actually promoted this idea that there really were no differences. The only differences were in, all of the differences were from the neck down. And even then, they made up really bizarre theories about how the only reason women don't have the same upper body strength as men is because of how they're raised and they're not allowed to play and things like that, right? I mean, like they pushed all these weird theories that were way out there.
Right.
And they were totally egged on by academia, you know, like, oh yeah, no, the weirder the better, right? You know, like there was some stuff coming out of academia in the 70s and 80s that was right. Like, yeah, no, we need to reduce the population of males to 10% of the general population.
So Karen, that like begs, that, yeah. Well, so that begs the question then, if the problem is you know, the training of women, well, now we have elite female athletes who, now that we have these guys that are not so elite, who decide that they're going to be girls and compete against girls, are now winning by pretty large margins. And it's really funny. I watched Matt Walsh's, you know, What is a Woman? I don't know if you've seen it or not, but
oh, I'm looking forward to seeing
it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It will make you mad. So, you know, put a guard over your television or something, right?
I'll wait until I have some dishes to do and there, I'll take yeah, my yeah, aggression right, out on
there
the
you
dishes.
Go. Wait yeah. till you're in a good, you know, in a place to be able to do it. But it is really good. But that's one of the things, one of their fallacies is, oh, well, you know, the guys don't normally, you know, beat the girls.
Well, not every time, what? Not every time, but you can't have a situation where, you know, when you have, okay, here's another thing. Here's another time when the boys don't always beat the girls. When the U.S. women's soccer team, national soccer team, actually practices with not the U.S. National elite of 15-year-olds, but just the 15-year-olds on a team from a particular school.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah. They don't always lose. The women's national soccer team doesn't always lose, but they lose most of the time to 15-year-old boys.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and
same
and,
with hockey, right. Same with everything. Yeah.
Well, and then it takes away. Ben Shapiro had a TikTok that got put out talking about, you know, women. I mean, if we don't have women, our culture ends. Women have the incredible ability to have children. They have the incredible ability to nourish a human life. They have the incredible ability to form that life in its characters and its principles and its thoughts and its morality and its spirituality in a way that, I mean, to raise the next generation that literally is going to set the course of history. And for some reason, no, that's... that's not important enough. We want to end that. We do not want that.
And I think, too, you know, like when we focus entirely on women in this conversation, you know, we're kind of forgetting the vital
figure.
Role that fathers play.
Of course.
That fathers bring to the table, you know, the sort of subtle differences in parenting style.
Right.
They've actually done studies that show that there are two primary predictors of the healthy development of empathy in children. One of them is free play in nature, so unsupervised, unstructured play with peers of similar ages. If you let your kids go to the vacant lot and build a fort with their friends, all of that stuff, right? And they have to learn how to sort out disagreements and make compromises and get along and everything else in order to be included in the group. That really, really helps them develop empathy. And the second one, the second biggest predictor is having a father in the home.
Yeah.
Because dads parent in a different way than women do. They're much more likely to push their children away, you know, oh, you can climb higher, you know, as opposed to pulling them, oh, no, no, that's too dangerous, pulling them closer. And they also, they set fewer boundaries but enforce them more rigorously than mothers tend to do. Mm-hmm. The mothers set lots of boundaries, don't enforce them very well. Fathers put their foot down more often over fewer things. And it just works beautifully. The partnership, the complementarianism of that partnership is beautiful, and it's the gold standard for raising well-adjusted kids. And we're throwing it away. And I think also too, you know, one of the saddest things that I ever watched, and I'm sitting there kind of crying, watching it. Leslie Stahl, I believe, did a 20 minute long piece on detransitioners, where she interviewed kids, people who transitioned as teenagers and then changed their minds. And there was this boy, young man who, he changed his mind too late. He'd already had bottom surgery. He had already had his testes removed. And it's just too late to change it now. And you can't sue these doctors. You can't these therapists.
Right. All right. Hold that.
Oh, you did 10 minutes and you really want it. And
hold that. Sure. We're going into a break. We'll be back to talk more about this coming up right after this. And sports. Look what they're doing in sports, folks. Back with that right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right. Oh, boy, I tell you. So we have been... We've been working without hot water since last week here at the house because the hot water heater went out. And so I got one of these insurance plans through Sears, and we're paying monthly for coverage for the hot water heater. Well, so now I just find out that I pay my $100 And they tell you, this is their advertisement, you pay the $100 and we take care of the rest. Okay? Well, now I'm finding out, no, that's not the case. It's $2,200 and, oh yeah, well, we'll pay $1,100 of it. Man, I have given them more than $1,100. And so now I got to find another $1,100 or just continue not to take showers. So, yeah, how fun is that? All right. And of course, it has to happen right in the middle of the radio show. We have to try and figure that all out. All right. Sorry, folks. Look, it's funny, Karen. I've been doing this now for 11 years, and I started out on a really local station, and I would run into people at the grocery store, and they would say, oh, hey, Pastor Greg, hey, how's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? And I would look at them like a deer in headlights, kind of like, how do they know about that? And then I'd think, oh, yeah, dummy, you said something when you were on the radio. If here's the deal, and I tell all my guests this, I want this to be the most interesting conversation in the coffee shop. And it's a coffee shop in a small town. And so, you know, the more that people feel connected to you and what's going on, the more willing they are to hear the things that are important and that they need to hear. Does that make any sense, Karen?
It does, you know, and it's very weird. It's very weird to be sitting out on the stoop of an Airbnb in Greenwich Village in New York, and I'm literally doing the follow-up, the fact-check follow-up for a magazine interview that I did, and they're just confirming things. And the fact-checker asks me, so you say you've been recognized in public, and I said, yeah, oh yeah, no, like fairly often, and there's a guy walking by and he says, Karen? And it's just like some dude in New York.
Right.
Right. He's like, Karen, is that you? Are you Karen Strawn? And I right in the middle of the conversation about whether I get recognized, I get recognized by someone walking by on the street in New York City.
In Greenwich. I love it. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, it's really, and you know, so many people. I've only ever had one negative situation where somebody recognized me, but they didn't confront me. They waited till I'd walked out of the grocery store with my bags, and then they leaned into the cashier and said, "Do you have any idea who that is?" And the cashier said, "Yeah, she's one of my favorite customers." Right? She's always got a joke for me.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody else is just so grateful.
So I'm going to do the transition. I'm going to take that. That was a beautiful. So I can transition that. And so did you hear the joke? Did you hear the joke about the transgender cheerleader? No, I'm just kidding.
God.
I'm just kidding. It's the truth. There is a
It is a joke, but it's not ha ha funny. It's funny, but not ha ha funny. No, I'm just, you know, what it's we're tragic. Seeing right now is this massive push that you're not even allowed to have dating preferences anymore. If you wouldn't date a trans person, then you're a bigot. You know, you're allowed to be gay, okay, but not gay, right? You're allowed to be gay and date a gay man and date a trans, but you have to date trans men too. And it's, you're not allowed to have genital preferences. I'm just looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, you know, like we're destroying a generation of kids in terms of just their psychology. You know, like one of the biggest drivers of the tenfold or more increase in youth, identifying as trans is young girls on the autism spectrum. Who, you know, they're teenage girls on the autism spectrum who suddenly decide that they're boys because, you know, I raised kids who had autism, kind of dovetailed certain characteristics that dovetailed with autism. They were hyperlexic, but you know, there's a certain amount of social naivety that goes on with that. And being able to be led down a garden path, easily convinced that other people are honest actors, and just a difficulty in particularly among girls on the spectrum, because teenage girls generally, you know, the neurotypical ones are very socially savvy and they understand things intuitively, and it takes girls on the spectrum a while to think about it and catch
and
up
get
with
there. Yeah.
Why
we're going to run? Yeah, we're going to run. We're going to run out of time here, unfortunately, folks. You can follow Karen real quick. Give us your website. 5 seconds. Quick.
YouTube channel. Girl Writes What. I'm no longer on Twitter. Angered the wrong male feminist. So.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I am so tickled to have my next guest with me. We met, I want to say 2014, 2015, right in there. At Value Voters Summit, we actually saw each other 2 years in a row. And she came over and we did in-person interviews at my table. And she connected with my daughter, Colin, who does the majority of my booking still to this day. She has a career in banking, but she also helps her dad out with doing my booking. And she is the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. She does a national radio program, Raising Godly Girls. And, you know, at a time, it's so interesting because I was talking with Karen Strawn. She was my guest in the last half hour. We were talking about how, you know, at one point, right, the woke were all about, you know, women's rights. Of course, not about, you know, women that wanted to choose to raise a family and do what I think is some of the most important part of keeping the social fabric of our society intact, which has been completely torn and tattered. But now they want boys to be girls and they want girls to be boys, and they don't want tomboys. They want girls to actually have physical changes to their body that studies are now showing 7 to 10 years out are devastating. And this is the backdrop in which, Patty, you are reaching out to young ladies and helping guide them before they make these kinds of decisions and really kind of getting to the real root of the issue, which 7 to 10 years out, these young ladies are saying, why didn't somebody talk to me about what was really going on in my head, where I was emotionally, where I was psychologically? Why didn't somebody take me under their wing and help me walk through those times? Patty, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Oh, it's good to be back with you, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Am I overstating? Am I understating? Am I misstating? Where am I as far as the arrow that I just kind of launched out of my bow?
I think you're perfectly stating. Unfortunately, you are right on target, so to speak. And I'll tell you what, I've been doing this kind of work for over 30 years, and never have I encountered what's going on today in this gender-confusing society that we have. And, you know, as parents, we need to understand why in the world we're here. Yep. And I think that's really critical. You know,
You're like looking over my shoulder at the questions I'm writing on my pad here. It's not fair. I was going in my head. I'm going, okay, so now what we're going to ask her is, you know, where did we go wrong or how did we get here? Okay, go ahead. Never mind. I'll just kind of sit here and drink my coffee.
not to take over and host.
No, you're fantastic. I love it. Oh my gosh. No, it's great. It's so perfect. I'm sorry, folks. I didn't mean to break. No. So yeah, parents need to figure out you've watched it for 30 years with that background, that backdrop. You've watched the change. What happened? What happened?
Well, I think there's three things. Now that's, you know, we all like to have 3 points because it's easier for us to remember, but really there's a whole lot more than 3 points.
Oh, come on. That's pastors. That's all we know, right? Pastors, 3 point sermon, 3 points and go home. Hey, say a prayer, blessing. It's all good. Okay. Go ahead.
That's right. So first of all, you know, honestly, the biggest thing is a change in how we define reality, today. You know, it's not about real. It's about feelings. And so when you are judging character, behavior, identity through feelings versus reality, you're going to have all those letters after LGBTQ+, right? You're going to have all those.
Yeah.
Because there's a spectrum of feeling that people have. There's a biology that is reality. And that's what we're ignoring on this issue. But in addition to that, okay, so we have a change in what is reality and, of course, what is truth. That's the other thing, because there is no truth. You've seen it before. Supreme Court justice being asked, what is a woman? Can't answer it because we're afraid to say what is a woman. We're afraid to say what is truth. The next
and
one
by
is
the way, Matt Walsh, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but
I
Matt,
have.
Oh my God. Did he not do a good job with that?
Hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. He gave space for the other side to express, to share, to basically hang themselves, in my opinion. But he gave them the space to do it, and he didn't cut it. He just gave them, he said, go ahead. Tell us what you think. Go ahead. Anyway, what is a woman? Yeah.
I would be remiss, Pastor, if I did not mention how Matt treated the people he interviewed with respect and love.
Yes.
And that is what we're called to do. And we must remember that all the things I'm talking about, Christ would deal with these in love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. No sin that they are committing is greater than any sin we've committed. So we got to remember that. But let's put that a little bit to the side. But I think the posturing is important, right? The next thing I think that's happened, you know, we've already talked about reality. What is reality? Is a social contagion theory. And this is not just a theory, it's reality. When there are peer pressures, when there's something that's introduced in the culture and it becomes all cool and the media embraces it and, you know, it's part of their agenda, that is where the social contagion comes in. So it is the talk du jour. I like to say it's the sin du jour that we're all just buzzing about. And it is at a feverish pitch. We cannot ignore it.
Give me number three again. Give me number three. Or no, what? Oh, you're coming to. Okay, so So number two is what is truth? What is a woman? And then the second part of that, I'm sorry.
Then the second one is the social contagion theory, which is when something's introduced in the culture and it's picked up because it's being codified. It's really truly being codified by the media in all kinds of forms.
See, and I got to tell you, Patty, real quick, but that I understand, you know, the decorum, but when someone is pushing Kinsey on 4, 5, 6, and 7 year olds. I am not going to treat them with kid gloves. I'm sorry.
Right.
They are a predator. They are sick. I will say you need mental health help. You need a psychological exam of some sort. But I'm going to call you what you're behaving. You're behaving like a predatory pedophile, and that is sickness. And it is wrong, and I'm going to call it out. And that's my decorum. Just for me, that's where I'm going to say.
No, Pastor Greg, this is a mental health issue. There's no question. Gender dysphoria has been redefined, of course, by the medical field. Not all of them, though. There are some brave ones standing up for what is truth.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is a mental disorder.
Well, and in large part, when I was a kid, okay, I had a fascination with animals. You know, I mean, I thought animals were cool. I thought badgers were cool, you know. It's funny, my son will say to me, okay, you know, what superpower would you like? We banter about that quite a bit, right? He'll say, what superpower? Yeah, if you could have any superpower, Dad, what superpower would you want? When I was a kid, it was, you know, what kind of my mom gave me a book about, you know, different kinds of animals. And I thought that, like, you know, badgers, man, I thought badgers were cool because they were just kick butt, right? You know, but, you know, right? So, you know, so when my neighbor, you know, when we would play, you know, we would pretend like we would pick being a certain one or whatever. You could be a lion, you could be a tiger, you could be a bear, you could be whatever. And we, you know, put on masks and we pretended. Man, nobody tried to do, you know, physical surgery or inject us with something that turned. I mean, it wasn't like we were thinking that at some point in time, I'm going to become a badger. Nobody would have thought that. Nobody in their right mind would have thought, gee, my next door neighbor wants to be one of those little bug-eyed monkey animal things. So let's start giving him hormone injections to turn him into that.
Well, and that is the danger of allowing feelings to run the operation, so to speak. Yeah. You know, you've got these, you are imaginative, you are having play, and that is completely normal and actually preferred. We are to use our imaginations, especially as a child. But to say that our imagination, you know, there are kids today that think they're cats and dogs and probably badgers too. And they don't just think it, they become it in their schools. You know, this is the next phenomenon.
This is
part of the
plan. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they're like petting them. They're like treating them. They set up their desk area. They literally, folks, you hear this. I mean, maybe you hear it and maybe you've seen it. But if you haven't seen it, okay, Patty is not over exaggerating to suggest, not just suggest, to tell you they are doing this. I was watching something the other day on TV about a study about this where they had grown adults now that were deciding that they were going to be a cat. Hello. I'll be back. Show Generation Radio. Talk to you after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so pleased again to have with me Patty Garibay. She's the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. The best place to find that is at the website, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. AmericanHeritageGirls.org. Look for a troop. You can start a troop. You can look for a troop near you. So we went through. Number one is how we define reality. Reality is all feeling-based. Number two, what is truth? What is a woman? And the social contagion theory. Let's hit number three, and then let's tell people how they can, get their girls connected to your organization and the principles by which you help young ladies to have a good, healthy start.
Great. Yeah, the third one, Pastor Greg, is longing to identify with the marginalized.
A very positive, compassionate, empathetic connector that the Lord has given us to love him and to love his people, right? But when used incorrectly, we always want to help the underdog no matter what they're doing. And so we are feeling badly for those, especially during this Pride Month, that have painted themselves as being marginalized, as being less than, as not having the same rights, and tying themselves into the civil rights movement. That was very much needed in the 60s. And to tie them, you know, and that's not, doesn't make any of those parties happy, by the way. So this whole longing to identify with the marginalized, and also kids today, because of this loneliness factor, the suicide rates are 50% higher than they were before COVID, because of the 31% of adolescents that have been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. There's loneliness, there's fear, and there's this longing for identity. And so if I can get attention because I'm going to say I'm a kitty cat or I'm a girl that wants to be a boy, I'm going to do that because I'm going to get attention and I want that and I crave that because I'm lonely. You see why it's at such a high rate?
Sure.
It goes hand in hand with the mental health explosion.
Well,
and so
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, well, I was just, all I was going to say is this. And maybe I need to let you finish, because to me, that is everything to do with the church having lost its identity. The church doesn't know who she is. The church does not know who she is. You talk about the marginalized and needing to reach out to the marginalized, but it's not for the purpose of validating what they feel about themselves. It's to actually tell them what their identity is. The church is a place that has the authority, the moral and spiritual authority, to explain who you are, and then, better than that, to fix everything that's wrong, because that's what Jesus Christ did when he hung on the cross. He fixed everything that is wrong in you. I don't worry about, oh, well, yeah, but Pastor, what about, you know, this in the world and that in the world? It starts with you. My wife and I have been married 36 years, 5 kids, 3 grandkids. Anytime that things go south between us, we know it's because we're not pointed north.
Amen. Amen.
It has nothing to do with anything happening on the horizontal front, period. It begins with where are we and what is our view of us in relationship to how God sees us and how we see God.
That's true of the church. You know, the bridegroom, that is so true of the church. And when you see the data out there, you know, Barna's most recent study saying 7%, only 7% of Christ following self-identified churches have a biblical worldview. No wonder we're in the mess we're in.
No kidding. No doubt. And George is a very good friend of mine. In fact, and we've been talking in the break about the accident that I was in, but George actually came and spoke for me down here where I am in Texas before the accident. And, you know, my testimony at that point was I'd been given 3 to 6 months to live back in 2004, which was, you know, it's a pretty, I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
And something. And so the first time that I actually got to talk to George after the accident, which was, you know, months because of how bad the accident was.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that he said to me was, he said, well, obviously you just didn't have a big enough testimony for what God has in store for you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. For all to be hit to his glory, right? All
absolutely.
Of it. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we've seen it, as I was mentioning to you, in India. I mean, that's why I ask folks to donate $10 a month to what we're doing. The impact we're having here in America by talking about these kinds of issues, you know, and but everything filtered through this biblical lens. So the third thing again. And this is where, you know, Trevor Loudon is kind of headlined in this, but in that in the film Enemies Within the Church. Mm-hmm. And the talking about, you know, CRT and how it's gotten in, and even the civil rights. You go back and look at the civil rights movement, but it was ministers that were heading it up, which was good. It got hijacked, which was bad. Okay.
Yep.
Because the reality is that the introduction of Jesus Christ to man's sin issues that is the elixir. You want to talk about, you know, guns? Well, again, it's not the guns that are the problem, folks. It's the heart of man. It's the heart of man. And if we don't put God and prayer and back in school, if we don't start helping children to understand their intrinsic value, that just because they live, God says you have a value. Your life alone, standing alone, just that little flicker of a flame has value in the eyes of God. And we've got to get that message across. And of course, parents are the greatest purveyors of it, which is why they needed to rip parents out of the home, rip the mother out of the home, because it starts with her nurturing the child and the child getting that impression that, hey, I must be important. I must matter because my mom says so.
Right, right. We need to be better listeners and we need to be better affirmers of who our girls are in Christ. One of the cool things that we have, Pastor Greg, is some free downloadable ebooks I wanted to share with your listening audience, because I think we all are looking for tools for that parenting tool belt. And one of them is most recently that we have out just for June for this very reason, but it'll be continued to be posted on our website for long after because there's been an incredible desire for it. That is the Raising Godly Girls Guide to Gender and Identity. Now, this is created to help parents have that discussion that they have to have. And honestly, the church should be downloading this book and having these discussions, not just in the Sunday school room, but from the pulpit. And what this is to explain to parents that this is real. This is not something, this gender confusion, that we should hide under a carpet, or we should say, because my daughter's homeschooled and goes to church, she will not interact with this. That is an outright lie. And we need to understand that she will be encountered with this kind of mentality. So it's important that we understand what it is. So we literally have a glossary of terms, because there's some wacky terms out there that if we act alarmed or shocked, see, we need to act as parents. We have to do a lot of acting sometimes. Like, we're in the know. Like, we know what's going on. And then our girls and our boys will know that we are someone that can be trusted and we are knowledgeable.
Amen. We're going to run out of time here. AmericanHeritageGirls.org is where you'll find that. AmericanHeritageGirls.org.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.